You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A wind advisory is in effect today throughout the listening area. Winds of 20 to 30 miles per hour will be common, with gusts up to 45 miles per hour expected. Unsecure objects will blow around, tree limbs may be downed, and power outages could occur. More details coming up in the weather. Fears from the immigrant community were heard in a roundtable discussion in Green Bay yesterday. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call.
A lot of the fear we have heard, that we heard about today, relates not to specific actions that have been taken, but to rhetoric that's been out there. So discussions about raids at schools or raids at churches.
While the roundtable discussion with Call, 89th Assembly Member Ahmad Rivera-Wagner, and Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich, with members of the immigrant community, was not open to the media, a press conference was held afterwards. Genrich said that while immigration enforcement is focusing on dangerous criminals in Green Bay, immigrants are welcomed and needed in the city. Thursday, a judge threw out a lawsuit filed by Eric Hovde against several television stations, including some in Green Bay. Hovde, who ran for U.S. Senator against Tammy Baldwin last year, claimed that the ad placed by Wynn Senate PAC contained two defamatory statements. Judge Donald Zweedmulder issued an 8-page ruling that basically said a reasonable person would not have considered the statements, while negative, to imply illegal activity. The judge also noted free speech rights protect highly political content. While the nation may seem to be in chaos, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin took the time yesterday to meet with Wisconsin voters and answer questions. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has that story.
Senator Tammy Baldwin held a virtual town hall meeting on Thursday to answer questions from concerned constituents in central Wisconsin. The meeting was moderated by Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wiese. The first question outlined how chaotic things seem in Washington, D.C., and asked how to help calm the uncertainty people are living with every day.
It does feel a lot like chaos here.
Senator Baldwin said announcements are coming so fast and furious that it's difficult for hardworking citizens to keep up.
I will tell you that some of the chaos that we're experiencing is very purposeful.
A top Trump advisor said their strategy in the first days and weeks was to flood the zone. Many of the things proposed have resulted in lawsuits, making it even harder to understand what's going on.
I think it's important to remember in all of this that we do have power. Everyone here has power, and your voice matters.
Baldwin said she's been spending time on the Senate floor reading letters from concerned constituents, and those voices and stories do make a difference.
Again, I'm here to fight for you, but I'm also here to fight with you.
She said through this chaotic and confusing time that we have real power, and encouraged Wisconsinites to keep talking to their representatives. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin Republicans are once again trying to pass a law that would ban gender-affirming health care for trans kids. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
The law would apply to anyone under age 18. For trans folks, gender-affirming care can include puberty blockers, hormones, and surgery. Republicans say the proposal protects kids who are, quote, easily swayed by peer pressure and the opinions of others, end quote. But the LGBTQ plus caucus says the bill is, quote, deeply harmful, cruel, and dangerous, end quote. Advocates say the treatment saves lives, and medical experts at groups like the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry say blocking this access can increase suicide rates. Republicans in the legislature passed a similar bill in 2023. It was vetoed by Governor Tony Evers. Of course, this comes at a time when the new presidential administration is working to curb the rights of trans folks as well. According to the Williams Institute at UCLA, about 6,400 teens in Wisconsin identify as trans. That's under 2% of minors aged 13 to 17 statewide. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
If you are planning on taking the ATV, UTV, or other motorized vehicle to the Marinette County trails, you might want to make other plans. County officials closed the recreational trail system to all motorized vehicles effective today. The closure is to protect the trail bed from damage caused during the spring thaw and breakup. The trails will reopen once conditions can support traffic without damage to the trail. There's a plan in the works that would help Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary generate about $90,000 in additional revenue for the city of Green Bay without charging a parking or admission fee. Part of the plan includes raising the price of corn bags to feed ducks and geese from $2 to $5 a bag. The rest of the plan includes things like cage sponsorships and creating an Ottertoberfest event. The plan will be considered by the Green Bay City Council during its meeting Tuesday. Timber Smith is a formidable force in the Fox Valley community, working for the City of Appleton as the Special Assistant to the Mayor for Community, Culture, and Belonging. Smith is also the co-host of the city's Appleton Engaged podcast. Smith says it's his job to create a more connected community for Appleton residents.
We're just people and we want good things for our families and we want safety and we want good schools for our kids and we want a good job that we feel respected in. We're not different. So when I'm doing these podcasts, I'm hoping to strip back some of the layers to show through narrative, through answering of questions, through whatever, that we sure share a whole lot together and that's what makes us community and we should probably take care of each other.
As a Black man working within the Fox Valley community, he appreciates Black History Month efforts and especially likes stories that feature a modern, everyday look at African-American lives.
Because there's so many stereotypes and so many sometimes just blatantly wrong narratives associated with African-Americans in the country, to have a spotlight of us just being and doing what every other American does, I think there's just so much to that. That needs to be acknowledged more and celebrated more.
Outside of his work for community culture and belonging in Appleton, Smith also extends his reach to the entire Fox Valley community with his personal podcast, The Kosh, for connecting community, promoting service, and encouraging belonging for all living in the Fox Valley area. Timber Smith is a modern-day Black history maker. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks with a 121-112 win over the Denver Nuggets. Giannis led with 28 points. Center Brooke Lopez added 22.
It was big. You know, that was a very big game for us, a great win. It took everyone, you know, and always the crowd always picks us up.
Although the Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, scored 32 points, Bucks head coach Doc Rivers praised Lopez for keeping up with the Joker.
I thought Brooke was fantastic. You know, we matched his minutes exactly with Jokic, which we don't do a lot. You know, the guys, you know, Jokic, he's really good. He's just really good. I mean, he made the shots he makes. They look like there's no way they can go in. And his passing is something to marvel. It just is.
College hoops, UWM with a win over Oakland at the Panther Arena, 71-66. Marquette is at Georgetown, 7 p.m. tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The legendary Gene Hackman has passed away at the age of 95. If you haven't already heard, Hackman, his wife Betsy Arakawa, a classically trained pianist, and the couple's dog were found in their New Mexico home. Authorities say they had been dead for a while. Hackman was the star of films like The French Connection, The Poseidon Adventure, Mississippi Burning, The Conversation, and Hoosiers. The late great Hackman moved to Pasadena, California in 1952 after he got out of the Marines and met Dustin Hoffman at the Pasadena Playhouse, where both were voted least likely to succeed. Seems like a pretty cruel award to give to another adult. Despite not having leading man looks, Hackman says he never cared about that and just wanted to act in any capacity. Hackman retired from acting in 2004 and moved to New Mexico, where he became involved in the arts community and wrote books. Gene Hackman is quite often referred to as the greatest American actor. He won Oscars for his role in The French Connection and Unforgiven. Gene Hackman was 95. If you weren't already aware, there will be a Shrek 5, and it will have a fresh-faced new star in the cast, according to Deadline.com. Zendaya will join the cast as Shrek's daughter. If you're scoring at home, that means she will play the offspring of Mike Myers and Cameron Diaz. Eddie Murphy will also be back as Donkey. Shrek 5 will be the first film in the franchise to hit theaters since 2010's Shrek Forever. forever. The fifth installment is expected to grace our screens Christmas of 2026. The death of Gene Hackman will most likely be talked about for weeks to come in the entertainment business. Hackman and his wife Betsy were found dead in their New Mexico home Wednesday. Hackman quietly retired from acting in 2004 after appearing in the film Welcome to Mooseport. In a 2009 interview with Empire magazine regarding his retirement, Hackman revealed that the straw that broke the camel's back was his doctor telling him his heart could no longer handle excessive stress. You might think that the guy that owns the local haberdashery is just a small businessman, but when it comes to Hollywood, chances are he's a trained assassin. Whether it's a regular housewife, an accountant, or even a beekeeper, yes, a beekeeper, Miramax has announced there will be a sequel to the first Beekeeper, which starred Jason Statham. Statham plays a keeper of bees who also knows how to kill people very well. And if you saw the first film, appears to be bulletproof. Production is scheduled to start this fall. Deadline reports that Saoirse Ronan and Austin Butler are set to lead the cast of A24's upcoming Deep Cuts. Saoirse Ronan will also produce the film, which will be directed by Iron Claw's Sean Durkin. Deep Cuts is a love story based on the highly anticipated first novel by author Holly Brickley, which was just released February 25th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be windy with falling temperatures and a few sprinkles or flurries likely today. The wind out of the west to northwest gusting to 45. We'll get to the low 50s by lunchtime, but temperatures will drop quickly into the 30s by late this afternoon. Tonight, the wind will decrease down to 17, sunny, colder tomorrow, high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.